It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black Brady Entertainment.
Brett, you're probably excited about this. Cardi B has already been selling some WAP merchandise.
Yeah,
the Blitz is about happening. He got raincoats, umbrellas.
Tampons.
Not on the list. Headwear, footwear, athletic bags,
wool
purses,
panties,
jewelry, stickers, posters.
A small sheep.
Alcoholic beverages.
WAP beverage.
I don't know
WAP
if I can
wine,
drink that.
WAP sports drinks.
You know what that would taste like?
Juices.
The water you drain out of an albacore can.
Yeah.
That's WAP juice.
You just got to crack the seal a
Sorry,
little bit.
Sorry, Charlie. Yeah, just crack it a little and then
you
the stuff.
You don't want the meat to come out.
Right. Yeah, you don't want the meat falling out of it. You just want the juice.
Yeah.
You want the WAP juice.
Be careful.
Yeah. Oh, you open it too much and the meat falls out. You know, and then you got to get the mesh.
And it goes back to like we talked about yesterday. I mean, you're not allowed to play Baby It's Cold Outside, but you can have WAP sports drinks and it all over the radio.
Right. I don't get it.
Mineral water.
No. When's the last song that had this kind of impact, though? I mean, as far as like they're merchandising it.
Yeah, I don't even know if Gangnam Style did much in the merch. But
I don't think so. I don't think people are drinking Gangnam Style water.
It could be a first.
Yeah, there's songs that have, you know, Thriller and stuff. You got action figures and things, but I don't think I can think of a song that had this much kind of merchandising while it was still going.
Dave Chappelle's series of intimate, socially distanced comedy shows in Yellow Springs, Ohio, it's been shut down because of the recurring performers may have come down with COVID-19.
Oh, my.
This past Friday show was canceled just hours before the start time, and four remaining shows have been axed.
Axed to do what, Brady?
To cancel themselves.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Some of the biggest names, the list is amazing. Chris Rock, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, Tiffany Haddish.
Wow.
Michael Che.
Why isn't this on Netflix, Shay?
Shay, I mean, yeah. Sarah Silverman, Louis C.K., They all are going into Yellow Springs, Ohio, and I saw Joe Coy was there.
Why in the world is this not on TV?
I think he's just doing it. It's like Chappelle's little underground performances for people to come out there. And
that's a moneymaker right there. They're blowing it.
Maybe they will roll him out eventually.
Huge.
Robert Pattinson opened himself up for a lot of criticism when he decided to star in The Batman.
Right.
And he's pretty cool with it. In fact, he goes, I might enjoy the idea that I could totally mess this whole thing up.
Yeah. Well, you might.
The New York Post is saying Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood, not only did they not pay their taxes, but they got Marie Osmond fired from the top.
Wait a minute. That's somehow aligned.
It's two different stories.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what, Ozzy? I'm not going to pay my taxes this year, but more importantly, I'm having Marie Osmond fired as soon as possible.
Well, it's great. I never liked Marie Osmond or taxes, so they go hand in hand then.
New York Post leads with everyone.
No one pays taxes, right? My friend Brian just texted me and said, by the way, Donald Trump has joined Cameo, and for $178 million in a check addressed to the IRS, he will let you announce the next Supreme Court justice. You will announce your support. Yeah, 178 million possibly in taxes. Look, I'm on a crusade for people who are like, he didn't pay his taxes. Look, anybody who has a $1 billion business, and I don't know if he still does or not, and gets their taxes down to nothing and does it legally, I got no problem with that. That's the system. The system's at fault at that point. Now, if he's lying and being crooked, that's different. But if he just went through the system, tell me you wouldn't if your accountant said, look, there's 6 or 7 ways we can get this down to nothing.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, I couldn't possibly. Or would you be like, how? It's like, it's all legal? Yeah, it's 100% legal. Yes, I'm going to do that.
For a business, you know, and you're talking about a $10,000 loss that someone might have when you got a corporation that is a $100 million loss.
Look,
same thing.
I don't even care about the losses. If he's writing it off legitimately and it is a loss, that's the system that allows that. And I think, look, really well-off people like Bezos gets heat and Amazon, they don't pay taxes. The money that they provide the society through sales tax and all this other stuff and employees, all the corporate tax and things like that and the employees, and they deserve to get back to nothing because they're giving more than they could possibly give through taxes. The write-offs encourage that type of business. But if the system's being done correctly, it's no one man's fault to skate it. I think everybody's taxes are that way. If you told me right now, I got a thing, I'll get it so your taxes are down to nothing, like, and it's all on the up and up, I'm in. And tell me one person that isn't. Brett?
I'm in.
In. Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah. John? John's paying taxes. John just threw his hands up like, I don't pay him now anyway.
Big hit CEO, Bang Soo-hyuk, gave each of the members, 7 members of BTS, a little more than 68,000 shares last month.
Is that Zach Wilde's
new
band?
Entertainment.
BTS, is he in a K-pop BTS, band now?
Yeah.
Zach Wilde and BTS?
Well, that 68,000 shares they each got last month in Big Hit Entertainment, it went public. Each member is now, their shares are worth $7.9 million.
I still think this is indoctrination of some type. We've never once paid attention to Korea for entertainment, and all of a sudden...
Will Smith gave a tour of the Fresh Prince mansion that's going to be bookable on Airbnb coming up.
The real one?
Yeah.
Just the outside.
No, you'll live in the studio for the weekend.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
No,
they rebuild the inside like on HGTV to look like that? I don't know.
In Rob Halford's new book, his memoir, not yet, but... They haven't gone through all the chapters yet.
We'll just know a metal.
One of them talks about hooking up with the Marines from Camp Pendleton in California.
Oh, you've got it right there.
Oh, there it is.
Cold and fast.
Really? Did you read it, John? So he was Marines?
Yeah.
I'm your turbo lover. I just want to be more metal with Marines.
Wow. We should have him in here.
I know.
See if Ian will call him and have him come down here on his own. Does he get graphic about what he was doing to the Marines?
Yes.
What page is that on?
Find it.
Interesting.
He's Golden doing a bunch Fest. Of signings.
Rob Halford's Colden Firth.
All right. That's it. We're all done. Larry McFeely's going to be up here next. It is his 25th anniversary and a day. Can you imagine? This is the 25th anniversary of Larry's second day at KUPD.
And you know what he's promising?
It's amazing, isn't it?
More songs. 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah, 25 more years of what he was doing before. But this is his second day. Larry's 25th anniversary of his second day today. It's amazing.
And we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, we got to. We have to. And when Larry started here, Alice in Chains' Dirt was 3. Good Lord. We're all done. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you after the debates tomorrow if the planet is not burned down from these two doddering old fools. We'll see. Larry's next. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. So long!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there, something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.